This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is urging the Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a Saturday morning tweet, President Trump writes, "We were put in this position of power and importance to make decisions for the people who so proudly elected us," adding the most important of which has long been considered to be the selection of United States Supreme Court justices. "We have this obligation without delay." As for who the president's nominee might be,
president's obviously put forward two lists.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
"You know, they're originalists, you know, they're textualists, you know, they're people who respect the words of the Constitution and the plain text of statutes."
With just over 6 weeks until the presidential election, Democratic nominee Joe Biden says there should be no nomination or vote until the next president is decided. The Republican-controlled Senate refused to even call hearings for President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland, in the months ahead of the 2016 election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China is threatening U.S. companies with sanctions following President Trump's TikTok and WeChat ban that's set to take effect on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Chinese government on Saturday issued regulations for foreign companies that it says could endanger its national sovereignty, security, or development interests. Companies that end up on the list could be banned from importing or exporting from China and may be barred from investing in the country, along with other sanctions. The announcement comes after the U.S. said it would ban Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat. President Trump has been pressuring parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. operations to a domestic company to satisfy security concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply on Saturday against a women's protest march demanding the authoritarian president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old protester Nina Bahinskaya. Local media reported that she was released from custody upon arriving at a police station. It was also reported that at least one member of the media was detained. During the weekend protest, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. The demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handed Lukashenko a sixth term in office with an overwhelming 80% support. Opponents of the longtime leader have claimed the election was rigged. Protesters in London confronted police officers at a rally organized by opponents of restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Scuffles broke out as the officers moved in to disperse hundreds of demonstrators who gathered at Trafalgar Square. Some of the protesters formed blockades to stop the officers from making arrests, and traffic was brought to a halt in the busy area. The protest was held on the same week that Britain's conservative government imposed a ban on all social gatherings of more than six people in a bid to tackle a steep rise in COVID-19 cases in the country. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he is recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he is being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. AP's Zarya Shakily reports.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zarya Shakily.
A twin airstrike on a Taliban base in the northeastern Afghan province of Kunduz killed at least 12 civilians and injured more than 10 people on Saturday. However, defense ministry officials in Kabul said more than 40 Taliban fighters had been killed in the airstrikes. The incident occurred as the warring sides are holding peace talks. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.